Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I bring greetings to you from Nigeria. You are voting today, but if it had been Nigeria, there would be no conference like this. Whenever we are voting, no vehicle movement because of riots. So one is comfortable here because there's peace. I want to spend some time to show you what we have been doing to improve technical writing for our students at the Obafemi Awolowo University. And the second author is present here with me. The other two authors are not present. Our Bachelor of Agriculture curriculum covers 5 years. And the fourth year, there is a course we call report writing in crop science. That is for all agri-students, all agriculture students who take that course, not only crop science students. And that is followed by crop production and protection, it's our department, CPP, course 514, which contains a compulsory final year project. They must do a project. They must carry out research with a supervisor. Now, the CPP 514 titled Research Methods in Crop Science is a 2-semester course. Now we have split, they are now split into 2 courses. But for up to this time that we are reporting, it covered a whole session, 9 months. In the 4th semester, the students are taught research methods in the different aspects of crop science. And I've listed the different aspects that we cover in our department. Plant breeding, seed science and tech, weed science, and so on and so forth. And in the 2nd semester, well, still in the 4th semester, we also teach them data collection analysis and interpretation, how they review the literature, how they must write reports, and then how do you give good seminars? We emphasize using computer software, MS Word, Excel, PowerPoint, statistical packages, and so on. They must have hands-on experience. In this 2nd semester, the students now present seminars. There are 3 seminars to be presented by each student. The first takes only 5 minutes. And it is on a paper given to the student by the supervisor. The 2nd presentation, it takes 10 minutes, and it is the course coordinator that gives that paper. And then the 3rd seminar is on the student's project, the research that the student has been doing. It takes 15 minutes. The first 2 semesters, the presentations are graded by us course instructors, she, myself, and the other 2. And the final year project is graded by the student supervisor along with another academic staff in the department. We have standard grading papers, and I have one here to show. Sorry if this is a bit crowded, but we look at their visual aid, we look at their comportment, how they stand in front of the audience, communication skill, and so on, and the different marks are given for each one of these. So here, my objective is to investigate the impact of the hands-on approach to seminar presentation, and then the effect it has on their final year report. Data that we are summarizing here is covered from 2003 to 2015, and we subjected the data to several types of statistical analysis, mean, variances, t-test, correlation, and regression. So if you look at some of the results, I have here the mean for each seminar, that's across the many years, and that is in blue, and the CV to show the variation within the class is in, is that red? Red. As you can see, the mean at the first seminar is very low. This is a percent. There's some improvement as we move on to the second presentation and then to the third. But the gap between second and third is not very much. And then the CV also decreased. That's the variation within the students. So they are getting more used to presentation. That's good for us. And we looked at the tests for the T-test, the seminar 1 versus 2, seminar 2 versus 3, and at the level of probability, we found that there's a significant difference, which is also very encouraging. And then this one shows the distribution of the student scores in the three seminars using a T-test. At every level, it's a significant effect. That is, the spread is fine. If you look at the confidence interval, the CI, the first seminar is very low. The low end is 30%, and the high end is only about 46%. And the number of individuals outside the low end is very large. But then it decreased as the seminar presentation increased, which again we thought was quite impressive. And then we ran correlation with three seminars, and then across the three with the final year project. The third seminar was particularly highly correlated and positive correlation, which means over time the students have acquired some experience and they are applying this knowledge also into their writing skill. And so we thought that seminar presentation should definitely improve technical writing by our students. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have. Thank you, and I'm very happy to meet you. I'm having two awards at this conference. I'd like to talk to you so that I can get one of the awards. Thank you very much for your compliment. To me, this is like a feedback to you Americans. I was trained in Iowa 40 years ago. That's when I had my master's and I got my PhD at Iowa State in plant breeding. And for 40 years, I've been teaching at this university, and for most of these years, I have been the seminar coordinator for the whole department. And so every time I come for conferences like this, I gain something and I apply it to the place. So your comments are really welcome, and I know that we want to be sure that when Nigerians come to the US, they fit in perfectly. I fitted in perfectly when I was a student. Thank you very much.